It's Monday, February 19th, and that means two things. I forgot that today was a holiday, which means I should just take the Monday off and push this release to the Tuesday on the 20th. But I also feel bad that I didn't put that in the text somewhere, so I'm just going to roll with it and release it on Monday. But it's also time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, which is brought to you by Keystone Technologies and the Linta. The Linta is a linear pendant fixture. It looks smooth, it looks sleek, it looks modern, but it keeps the classic Keystone virtue of versatility. There are a bunch of accessories to allow it to mount in different ways at different lengths, but it also has power select. It has color select, and because it's an architectural fixture, you need directional select. You can have this be an uplight or a downlight, depending on what you need. It's only 3 inches wide, which means it fits in so many places. That is KeystoneTech.com. Distinction, elegance, versatility, made easy. Into the news, though. At a IBU/NECA training facility in Manassas, Virginia, violence broke out. A student there got into an altercation. They used a sharp melee weapon to attack two of their fellow students, and police had to intervene fatally. That the response from police was to shoot this person dead on the scene. And it sucks. It's bad. It's bad for everyone. Nobody likes it. No one's felt the need to justify it. No one should feel the need to justify it. It's just that it's a thing that happened. I think I can speak for everyone in saying that we all feel bad. We all wish things went better. There we go. Hubel has completed its sale of Progress Lighting. Kingswood Capital is now in full control of the lighting brand. The NEEA is seeking proposals for a new program to justify luminaire-level lighting controls. Not just justify, but encourage luminaire lighting controls. You can apply for that now. The Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources of Canada has given a new grant to the Saskatchewan Resource Council. This is not quite $5 million Canadian dollars to boost the Canadian rare earths industry. This could change how semiconductors come together. Light Science Tech plans on expansion, with not just expanding beyond the UK into international markets, but they're also going to be entering the sports market, the entertainment market, and the horticultural market. Light and Building, they have announced their nominees for the Outstanding Design and Innovations Awards. Those winners will be named on March 3rd. The IES's Illumination Awards will extend their deadline for submissions. You now have until the 29th of February to submit them in. David Director has won an Industry Leader of the Year Award. He is the CEO of Connecticut Lighting Centers, and he has been recognized by the local Southington Chamber of Commerce for his work. We have 10 years at Lighting for Impact. This is a retail lighting group. They're marking a milestone. We have a record year in sales for Rexel, with the entire year's sales up 4%. Over at LeGrand, their full year shows sales up 5%. And AMS Osram is reported on Q4 with sales down 23%. Trades apprenticeships are on the rise in Canada, with registrations for apprenticeship programs basically at the level they were in 2018. Principal Sloan has bought Hanley LED. They make lighting for sign and displays. They're already for sale on the Principal Sun website. Profits are up at Focus Lighting, which is an Indian maker of fixtures and lamps, and their profits are up 56%. Outdoor Lighting Concepts is moving into Houston. Their second branch for a landscape lighting group is already up and running. Revishelf has bought Omega National. They make cabinets and accessories. They've merged with a kitchen and bath brand, which includes a number of lighting fixtures. A Architectural Lighting Design Award has called for entries. You can submit projects and products until the 28th. Texadia has opened a new demo showroom. This is a lighting control showcase, and it's available. It's available. It's operational in Dallas, Texas. Max Electric is adding their second branch. You can visit them in San Francisco, California. In legal news, Lumen Pulse has filed a new suit against Chorus. This case concerns auto-sensing dimming and other related techs. We'll see how that goes. In rep agency updates, Viscor has partnered with Hosley and LAI in Texas. Shattershield has partnered with LightSpec. Bill Brown Sales has announced their partnership with Blasco Light. Current has picked AM Agency for Calgary and Edmonton, and Interlight for Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. In events news, the 2024 IALD Awards will be live and in person. You can check them out in October on the 19th in San Diego. The IES has launched a new tour for light and human health education in 5 cities between May and August. We have new early bird pricing for light and intelligent buildings for the Middle East. That's in 2025. The January event is already taking exhibitor and guest bookings, though. On the 28th, you can attend the Silhouette Awards. This is a panel presenting awards for emerging talents. This will be available via web conference. The DMC has launched a new sourcing trade show. So the Dallas Market Center will be presenting on near-shoring, or friend-shoring, or whatever we're calling this not-quite-America-shoring phenomena. But anyway, sourcing parts from Mexico and South America. You can find more about it in Dallas from December 10th to 12th. In IoT news, Jasco has partnered with Jubilee. Jasco develops new properties. Jubilee makes smart homes, which is to say that new subdivisions, new property developments will be connected. Westburn has partnered with Canova. This is a smart building group supporting robotics in kind of the dumb, boring ways that are actually really good as opposed to the fun robots. Portnox has joined with Microsoft Intelligent Security Association for a new collab in cybersecurity. Lighttrace is adding Bluetooth to its battery backup drivers. This is a new mesh solution for emergency lighting. Balancan has changed its name, now trading as Tecamo Inc. TerraGrow has been named a leader in smart, sustainable cities from the IDC MarketScape Group. In R&D, more lighting leads to more activity in the visually impaired. This is a study of glaucoma patients that found that the brighter their spaces were, the more they would move around. And that's something. Women focus on darkness in their environments. This is a study, a gendered study of a number of environments, shows that if individuals walk alone, men tend to focus on pathways and pathfinding, whereas women tend to focus on what might be unknown beside those pathways or pathfinding instincts. And that says a lot. I'm not going to get into that, but it is a thing that says a lot. We have a study of light exposure in factory and office spaces that finds that all workers in all sectors need more daylight. We have a new daylight therapy technology for Parkinson's patients that confirms that basically everyone needs brighter light during the day, and that leads to better sleep at night, and that leads to reduced symptoms all the time. Eye color actually affects your ability to read things. Lighter eye colors have more sensitivity to bright light, and that changes when and how they can read and how well they read, among other things. In darkness-related news, we have found that the circadian clock has been linked with cyclin-dependent kinase 5, a protein that exists in a number of cells that does a number of things, and they're all good, and it should align with your circadian entrainment. American headlights, car headlights, are in fact more blinding. Discomfort glare. We'll say discomfort glare. That's better than blinding. Then international counterparts, it's not just you. We have found that tax laws in the UK has led to changes in the amount of light in sub-Saharan Africa. Alan does make your allergies work. Light at night makes your allergies work. In Maryland, there has been a new proposal on lighting, limiting lighting in state-run facilities in such a way that limits light pollution. St. Germain, Wisconsin is extending public hearings on public lighting ordinances. The DSI has named 4 more dark sky lodgings. These are campgrounds. These are hotels that not only have low levels of light pollution so you can see the stars, but also offer education so that you can learn about the stars. We also see that in Sydney, Australia, there was a proposal to expand lighting on municipal tennis courts, and one man wrote 28 pages objecting to all that. In Hornby, North Yorkshire, they have updated their lighting ordinances to respect lighting at night related rules. In horticultural news, Fluence and Inexo have been able to skip the vegetative state, which is to say that cannabis can grow faster indoors. Cubic Farm has closed its first phase of private placement, which is to say that 10 million units of stock have been issued at 20 cents apiece. This is still privately available. This is not an IPO, but that happened. Lume has bought SkyMint's growing facility. SkyMint is leaving the growing space in favor of focusing on retail. Innovagro has switched to LED. This is a retail grower of cannabis in Quebec, and they've cut out their sodium and halide lamps entirely in favor of LEDs. In sports news, we have a discussion of wearable LEDs, both on wristbands and badges, at the halftime show at that big football game on Sunday. I can't say the usual name of that because they're very litigious, the NFL, about who gets to say those two words, and I don't want to get in trouble. The Philadelphia Union has picked Brainlit for pitch and interior lighting. Brainlit specializes in human-centric lighting. They're going to offer that in training spaces, office spaces, locker rooms for everyone, hopefully improving their overall performance while also offering stadium lighting, you know, for broadcast needs, for regular stadium user needs. And recommended reading, all these are on nail.org. You can read them all there. We have the relative impossibility of blue LED and where that leaves us, what happened, how it happened, why we're here, the reason why we must end daylight saving time, David Trubridge, a self-taught lighting designer, the overwhelming number of IoT devices that are undersecured, a question of whether it is time to reform the IEA, 7 tips for lighting educational spaces, lighting tips for small churches, better business through smart lighting, daylight as a building material, a case study of luminaire level lighting controls at an NEAA office, and a reminder to be careful what you read. Even me. I'm trying to present you earnest, honest, helpful information, but maybe there's other things you should worry about. In local news, Michigan has begun to implement energy law changes. Ludden, Virginia will be adding more streetlights, maybe. Belliot, Ohio has begun retrofitted schools. Durango, New Mexico is beginning to switch to LED lighting at schools and adding solar panels to the roofs. Fresno, California copper thief has been caught in the act. The IUP and IPD, which is to say the the Indiana University of Pennsylvania, as well as the local PD, have teamed up with a fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa, to survey lighting issues on campus. We have new incentives from National Grid. Winchester, Massachusetts is planning $100,000 in grants. Portland, Oregon's city budget meeting was delayed due to an actual lighting outage, which says a little bit about the budget in the city, maybe. Or maybe someone was flipping switches to make it say something like that. Once again, visit nail.org for all the details. We have new lighting tubes for decorative reasons going in downtown Kamloops in BC. The SEARK College has begun a new energy project. We have new solar street lighting going up in Fort Defiance, Arizona. Stillwater, Oklahoma is beginning a new street light project. The University of Maryland Networks is launching a new lighting controls project. DuPage County, Illinois has a new energy grant. And Milwaukee is still playing whack-a-mole with those acuity phosphors that keep turning purple. Internationally, Frontignan, France, is in dire need of switching at least 2,500 lamps at night. A number of London boroughs have begun dimming lighting after midnight to save energy. In Russell Street, London, though gas lamps, literally coal gas lamps, still in operation in London, one of the world capitals, they've been granted historic status, which means they get to still burn coal gas, I guess. The TÜV SÜD, a German regulatory body, will begin to certify connected lighting. In People News, Steve Blair has been named a CEO at Dialight. We have new board members at ArcLight. We have NSL appointing Matthew Curtis as product manager. We have new board members at Recolite. We have Tammy Miller running for governor of not new. That's stupid. Tammy Miller is running for the governor of North Dakota. She has previously worked for a number of electrical distributors, and ABB has hired Bruno Ardito to their sales team, but we don't talk about Bruno. Oh. In things you can do, you can find out how to mount a pendant over an existing can fixture, the basics of working with the internet, the Ethernet, not just the internet, but the Ethernet, and DIY flower LEDs. I've been Scott Wachter. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Enjoy your week. Enjoy this music. How do you do? It's been a while since our last meaningful conversation. What do you do? I don't really know why, but you remember.
now. I just happen to think about how it would be if we were to have been together. It's funny how the mind works, 'cause it is only now that I think about how good it might be.
Nothing can stop us, but there's nothing but us together, right?